What up, cool world? What up, coolies? Welcome to another episode of the Jam and Nachos Random Cool Show. I am your host, Pajama J, aka Jam T, and I'm co-hosted with my best friend and good friend and co-host. Why don't you state your name for the listeners?
Hey, cool world out there. This is Derek, aka Nach or Nacho. How's everybody out?
I hope y'all are doing well. It's been a week and some change from the last episode, episode 6, but you are gathering with us on episode 6 for some good shenanigans. Nach, how you been since this last week? I know we've talked.
See, can you hear me?
Yep. Oh, can you hear me? Oh,
yeah, sorry. No, my introduction felt like it got cut off, and I don't know what was going on. So oh, shoot. I apologize.
Oh, shoot.
Seeing how everybody was doing out there, and then I felt like it got cut off. You didn't cut me off, just so you know. I think something happened.
The universe is being crazy.
I apologize out there.
How you been this week, though? I know we've been talking multiple days during the week, talking about everything that's been happening, but how's your week been going?
Week's been going pretty well. It's been pretty steady. It's I think we're still in January. I've been seeing memes of like this is like the 54th week of January. So like this is the longest month of the year. Up here it's been very super cold, just quiet. Nothing really much going on over here. Just another January, ready for February. Big things happen in February, which we're gonna talk about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, January's been nice. It's been chill. You know, the wife and I, we went to got some couples pedicures. Man, pedicures should be done once a month just to make sure everything is right. Like, you know, the pedicure therapist, if that's a name, did a very well good job on the toes. Like, it just, you know, you need to get into self-care for yourself, whether it's your hands, your face, your feet. Just practice self-care.
TJ, you're getting ready for that one hotel room when somebody sneaks up and sticks your toes.
See, we talked about the last time. I don't want nobody sucking on my toes. That's the biggest fear that I have right now. I don't like having my feet hanging out of the blanket because of that fear. Oh. I don't want nothing happening like that.
urban legend stories that we grew up with, and that one, what was that one in the vehicle where the lady was in her car and people were honking at her and she's freaking out. Yeah.
Ugh. See, if you guys are not 90s babies that are listeners and you've never seen Urban Legend, you need to go back into your movies and watch Urban Legend. That is a pinnacle of all of the millennials feels that we have today. We always check in the back, regardless where we're at.
And TJ is right. When we have the blankets on, unless it's summer, where you're sleeping on top of the blankets, but in winter, you usually curl the blanket under your feet, so it's covered. Mm-hmm. You're like almost like a burrito. You're packed in like a burrito. Yeah. Nothing's hanging out, so nothing can grab you. Definitely.
It's like a tent. Yeah. You definitely don't want any, you know, someone coming definitely up and sneaking up on you.
Which is crazy. Talking about urban legends, I did see a post, and I meant to send it to you.
Okay.
They had all these urban legends of Colorado, and one of the ones that they brought up for Pueblo, which they were talking about it. There was one that I had never heard of. There was the corner house, and then there was Billy Cox. And I was like, okay, I've heard of two out of the three.
Okay.
But in Lafayette, Colorado, which is North Denver, almost near Boulder, and recently with the Boulder fires, that's where it majorly happened. I have a few friends that live up there. But Lafayette has an urban legend of the Lafayette vampire.
What?
I was like, what? What is going on?
This is the first time I've heard of this.
Definitely first time heard that.
What I've been did to Lafayette all the time.
It was just a quick list of like urban legends of Colorado. Like the Gold Mine Road or up in Springs.
Old Camp Road.
Old Camp Road, yeah.
Uh-huh.
In Springs, and then Pueblo had a few. There's the Brighton Highway, which is supposed to be the haunted. And then, of course, everybody was requesting that Lucifer, the DIA horse, should be up there as well. And what? All the like urban legends of DIA. But yeah, there's a urban legend of a Lafayette vampire, which I was...
I need to look at that because that sounds some crazy stuff. Oh my gosh.
I was like, did this come out at the same time as Twilight? Was it before?
What day was it? Twilight? Was it The Covenant? Like, what What era are we talking about?
Are these shiny vampires?
They glisten in the sunlight. For real. That is interesting. See, those of you that live in Colorado, figure out your history, because there's a lot of history here. Of course, the Stanley Hotel, which is up in Estes Park, which was based off of the movie The Shining with Jack Nicholson. Everybody knows that one. That's one is across the board that everybody knows. But Old Camp Road, where there was a supposed school bus that trapped children and some crazy stuff happened there. The Courtner House, which is what Nacho said. Even the Honor Farm, that's another one. La Llorona, they say La Llorona lives around here in Colorado too.
That's everywhere. Anywhere there's a creek. My backyard is Cherry Creek. And sometimes I'll hear, now this is the thing. If you hear a woman screaming in the middle of the night, it is probably a fox. And it's the most terrifying thing, but I highly recommend going to YouTube, looking up a fox screaming. It will terrify you. I told TJ about this when I moved up to Parker. I had my window open because I get overly hot. So I had my window open. I'm dead asleep. My brother's passed out. My dogs are passed out and everything. And I hear this woman screaming out in my front yard. And I jolt up, panic mode, like defense mode. I grab, I have a Bowie knife. I thought it was in my house. So I grab the knife. We have guns hidden. I wasn't going to go for that right away because I didn't know what was going on, because there was no females in the house for a woman to be screaming. Mm. And I run to my front door, just in shorts, nothing else, and open my door ready to expect something crazy happening. There's a red fox.
See, that's
screaming its head off. Like,
that's injured. Crazy.
They are terrifying. Terrifying. But
see, that's crazy, because remember when I sent you that video of the realistic T-Rex call?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Lord have mercy. Scary as hell. I couldn't imagine hearing a fox, because a fox is a living thing right now. Yeah. And to put that in the same category as a T-Rex's real voice, oh, God. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. If you guys want to listen to it, check on YouTube. Check on the real voice of a T-Rex. It'll be another thing of your nightmares. I promise you.
The sounds that terrify us.
I promise you. It would be. Oh, good Lord. Okay. Well, you know how we like to do. We like to play games. We like to play top five. We like to play what if. We like to play would you rather. So this week, we're going to play would you rather.
Well, T, before you get into it, okay. You're great with the spiel, but I think I forgot. Let's pay the bill.
So everybody follow the Random Cool Show on Instagram and Twitter. Random Cool Show is in the context, and listen, be attention for the question of the week, anything in between, reels, little posts that we have on there. Make sure you guys go over to Dr. Cox Photography. Correct. I'll actually make that 100% in the bio or in the show scripts for us. And then also head over to Cool Attire to purchase all your random cool attire and cool attire needs for the show. Everything that you guys do, whether you listen on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, Radio Public, Google Play, whatever platform you listen to this podcast on, make sure you guys leave us a solid review. 5 stars is recommended. And that's all we ask of you guys. We don't ask you for money at this point today, but we ask for you guys to give us a solid review on what you think of the show, what you expect from the show, what you would like to hear from the show, and just follow your boys on all platforms and just make this podcast be one of your top 5, top 2, top 3, top 1 podcasts that you listen to, especially for you Colorado people, because this is the dopest Colorado podcast that we are going to tell you, because we're biased, just to let you know. So we're biased, but
we have heard a few of them out there, and there's some strange ones out there that got a lot of publicity, and I'm like,
yes,
if they could do this, we definitely could do that. But
come on,
to piggyback what TJ said, on every page or everything that you see, please just like, subscribe, especially with our Instagrams and the shorts that TJ does. my photography. Just one of the biggest gripes that I have is a half naked person on Instagram gets 50 million likes, but I get a crap ton of views and I only have like 2 or 3 likes.
Definitely. Exactly.
Just a morality boost sometimes.
Exactly. It's more perspective and just indulging in good content instead of mindless content.
Definitely. Because it is mindless. Some of the podcasts I've heard in different cities, I'm not going to name anything, even though I wouldn't mind throwing down with some of them because they kind of pissed me off with a few of them.
Hey, I'm with Notch. I'm with Notch on that one. I'm definitely with Notch on that one. So, yeah, if you guys would do us a solid, follow your boys, Random Cool Show, DR Cox's page, JamTJ's page, you guys will benefit from a lot of content, a lot of different content that you're not used to, and things that are going to provide you with just a better lifestyle. Because the views are coming. The views are rolling. And that's just what we're on right now.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we ask.
Okay. And we're not asking for money right now. When we ask for money, you guys will get incentives. Please believe, we're not going to ask you for money and not give you anything. So let's see. So would you rather question, Notch? So listeners, this is a different question from last week. So would you rather? So Nacho, would you rather go back in time to meet your ancestors or go forward to meet your descendants?
I am huge on history. And the way the future looks, I don't know if I want to see the world the way it might be in the future, but me personally, I'd rather go back in time. And there's a few reasons behind that. First, I love history and I'd love to see how things were back in time. Me personally, I could, thanks to my cousin and her genealogy going to school to that, we could backdate my family history back to the early 1600s. We come from a group called Coyotes or Genizaros. I'm hoping I'm saying that right, which if you guys don't know what that is, it is Native American slaves that were enslaved by either Mexico or Spaniards, which around this area was controlled by the Spanish. I would personally love to go back there and see that type of stuff. Slavery, not really. That's probably big in both of our
families. It's definitely big.
At the same time, like, it would be pretty cool to go see all that stuff, especially like natives, the United States during that time, Colorado's history, if it's New Mexico, Colorado, which that's where it says my family's from. It would be awesome to see that.
See, and I agree with you. I would much rather go back to see the ancestors, just because, like, to get more perspective on where we came from, and to also put a bug in their ear, because if we go back in time with the knowledge that we know right now, we can actually give them perspective on how the future is going to be.
You're trying to chain up the history, man. I thought this was a look, don't touch type scenario, like Back to the Future. Marty, you're going to screw up the time. TJ, you're going
to
screw it up.
You know, not to try to screw up anything, just to kind of put a bug in the ear. So that way, when you and I are born, Notch, we're kind of set up in a nice way from our ancestors. Not to say anything of what I want to see our descendants see what they're dealing with, what happens here in the present, but the ancestors on seeing what could have changed when it came to our ancestors, or just to give perspective on what our ancestors went through. So it's like we can get a clear understanding, because both you and I, we are so intrigued on what our ancestors did that we don't have a definitive answer or something of history that we know. Like, I know I have Cherokee in my family, and that's from my great, great, great grandmother, Washington, where she traveled from Alabama, which had my great, great grandmother. And I know that aspect, but I want to know a little bit more on the prior to coming to the United States and seeing what predicament they were kind of in, to see how they got here and how they got to Colorado.
Plus, just backdate history, if you think about it.
Right.
We went to school and we were taught bullshit. I'm just going to say it. We were taught the most bullshit history straight out up. There. And
facts.
Just reading actual factual journals from the past, it would be amazing to see what actually really truthfully happened. Even going further back than that, like if I could time travel, I would, if you could time travel, go forward or in the past, I would always take the past.
Yep.
Even though the future would be pretty cool, but at the same time, like, could you imagine going in the past, not just observing, but just going in the past and seeing how, why they made the pyramids of Egypt.
Right.
Or why they made the Inca steps of...
Stonehenge.
All that stuff.
All like, of it.
The, what is it called? Petra? Or, yeah. No,
the petroglyphs. Petra. The petroglyphs.
Yeah. And then Inca, the Nazca lines. That's what I'm thinking of. The Nazca lines. There's a huge space dude with a helmet on the mountain. And those lines predate, like, ancient Egyptian time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me this dude has a helmet on his head? Like, great.
And that shit right there, you're talking about the helmet on his head, it reminds me of the movie Prometheus.
Yes.
Which is a prequel to Alien.
Aliens.
Bro, I showed Avery that the other day. He goes, what? This happened before Aliens? I was like, bro, this happened. Yes, it did. Aliens came out way before Prometheus, and Prometheus is the beginning of all the Alien movies. He goes, it blew his mind. And he was like, Dad, that was such a good movie that we watched. I was like, yeah, I know.
Oh, Avery's into that stuff, dude. I know we're getting off the track and now we're going into movies, but now that we're talking about this, you need to have Avery watch Prey.
Which, I told him about Prey. That about Predator. I expanded on both universes, Alien and Predator. And he was like, what is Predator? I was like, bro, you have no idea.
He literally pays money to go to different planets to hunt for fun.
I was like, you have no idea.
So basically, it's a this is what the Europeans did. Quote unquote. It came to the United States. No, Prey was such a great
That movie. Was such a good movie.
I am
movie.
So glad that they picked it up. So it's all word of mouth, and I've heard, I'm hoping, the next Predator movie, whatever they call it, it's supposed to take in the trenches of World War I.
Oh, shit. That would be crazy.
Can you imagine in the middle of a war and you just see this, like, blob and lasers pointing at you? You're just like, what?
That would be crazy. See, and that, for me, is the equivalent of Prometheus for Predator.
Yes.
Oh.
For Alien.
Oh. I couldn't wait to see that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Definitely really cool. At the same time, now we're going back to what we originally talked about.
Right.
Would you, if you could go back in history, would you write yourself a letter like Marty did for Doc in Back to the Future to help you with the present? For example, how Marty brought the almanac back to the past from the future to the past or to the present to win. I forgot. I get confused how those movies work. I absolutely love that movie, but would you go, hey, this letter you need to open up in 1994, and it says, invest in Apple, invest in marijuana, don't do this. Would you do that, or would you want to change your timeline?
Right.
Because that changes a lot. Like, I've always thought about that. I'm like, if I could go on the back in the past and tell myself, don't be dumb and do drugs and drink in school,
right,
would that have changed? But doing all that stuff made me the way I am because I drank and did all those drugs in the past. I don't do it now. And now I see people that do that stuff now and they've aged like crazy and they're in trouble and stuff like that. So I'm like, ugh, could I completely change that up?
That's right. Crazy. On some hot tub time machine shit.
Right. Exactly. Which in hot tub time machine, they literally said, whoa, you're doing exactly what Doc told Marty not to do. So.
Exactly. But we've yet to see the bad that came from Hot Tub Time Machine because they changed the past.
Yeah. I mean, there was no – it's hard to know where it would end up because
exactly.
You don't know. you go and you're like, okay, don't do, I write a letter to myself and says, don't do drugs and don't do alcohol. And then I become like, do this. And then I'm walking on the street in Denver, which I never did. And I'm involved in an accident. And
exactly.
Changed my life, my, right. my timeline. So you right. never know.
Right. You never know.
So that's a big question. Let's, the viewers, listeners out there, would you give yourself a little hint to help you with the future? Or would you be too afraid to alter the future? Right. Yeah.
And then let us know in our DMs on Random Cool Show, Jam TJ's page or DR Cox's page. Let us know in those because we want to hear what you guys think because we've talked about this. We've indulged on it. We want to hear what you guys think.
As long, I mean, personally, as long as it's like Doctor Who type stuff and everything's out, then why not play play with everybody? Go why and not? See Vincent Van Gogh and tell him he's amazing, and then come back and then he's crying and because he still killed himself, and you're just like, man, that was the most emotional roller coaster I've ever been.
Oh, good lord, that goddamn episode! We already talked about that one on what movie or TV show got you in the feels, and
I think we missed that one. No,
we didn't talk about it.
Yeah,
we didn't talk about it.
Yep.
That was such a great episode because it does give that perspective on, and it hones in on real life because it's like you do something great in the past and everybody that was in that present time with you thought you were worthless, thought you weren't creative, you were this, you were that. And then people that actually divulge into it were just like, this is genius. Why didn't people like him? Like Da Vinci, like they thought Da Vinci was a weirdo, but yet he's the grandfather of biomechanics, airplanes, like all kinds of stuff.
All that stuff.
It's crazy. But at his time, they thought he was wild. As to why he was never buried in Italy, he was buried in his hometown because they ostracized him.
And that again, that goes back to the me personally. Going back in a time machine, I would love to see all that stuff. How much I am a very religious person at the same time. I love science and I love facts. Science is backed on a fact, and if you can't prove it, at least you tried.
Right.
If you go back in the past, you would see all these people like Pluto and Socrates, Aristotle, even artists like Da Vinci and Van Gogh. Mm-hmm. They were considered weirdos or witches or just all around just crazy. And how, like me personally, I would love to sit with all them people. Know we've asked this question before where like if you could go meet somebody in the past or future, alive or dead, a lot of people said Jesus Christ. Me personally, I wouldn't want to. I mean, it'd be pretty cool. I would want to see and witness what happened more than talk. At the same time, see like other parts of history as well.
Just to see where mind frames are going as to what technology is becoming, just to see who's listening, because the person who actually invented moving pictures was not Thomas Edison. It was Louis the de Prince. He was a Frenchman, but he couldn't get the patents, yada yada yada. That's another day. That's a BuzzFeed episode for y'all to watch. But yes, things like that, it just changes perspective of history and how we digest it.
But since we can't, because we don't have a DeLorean or a TARDIS. But in the future, if we do, let's take this time in the past for us to come back at this time and pick us up. Let's wait. Nobody showed up, so I guess we don't have any TARDISes. Right?
Nobody exactly.
Showed up and nobody picked us up yet.
Nope, none in the yard.
If you're really big on history, I highly recommend picking up this book. It's called The People's History of the United States, and they have a People's History of the World, but it'll blow you away. It'll change your whole mindset of what you were taught in school. Absolutely wonderful book.
That's a good reference. It's a good reference. So, all right, so since we got that one, we're going to go into the next segment, question of the week. So, the question of the week is, what is a minor inconvenience that could ruin your day. Notch, do you have any that you can think of?
So you asked me this a few days ago to kind of ponder it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you got the whole, like, stub toe. Me, personally, one of the biggest things that bother me is the weather. The weather, if I am not a cold person, I am not a snow person. I don't know why I live here in Colorado. When it snows, I just, my health, maybe it's called, that people have seasonal depression. It ran in my family. Maybe I have a little hint of that. But when it snows, or I'll give you this as well. Daylight savings time. Just, I know it exists, but the day of daylight savings time where we lose daylight even more absolutely ruins my day.
Okay. That's a different one. I can see that, because you're losing an hour and you're dreading, like, when you're asleep, and it's like,
you're just all around.
Yeah, you're just losing that time.
You're losing sleep. You got to change your clocks. You look out the window and it's 4 o'clock and it looks like it's already dark. The other day, I was like, okay, I got to make dinner. It's dark outside. I'm tired. Made dinner, ate, sat down, looked at my watch, and I was like, it is only 6:30. What just happened? I was completely thrown off.
You're pissed off.
And I was like, wait a minute, I still got a whole half a day, because I'm a night owl at the same time. So yep. I was like, all right, let's go for a walk. Let's go outside. Plus, and then I love doing photography, especially daylight savings time. It's hard to get any really good photos when it's gloomy and dark. And some people love it. I'd rather be green and bugs and life and stuff like that. That's why spring and summer are my favorite. Fall is just depressing, and winter is just like, come on, like, everybody's, let's go snowboarding, let's go skiing. No. Until it gets warm.
Yeah, I love spring and fall because it's not too cold, not too hot, and, you know, you're just prepared for anything that's going to come to way. But I get what you're saying when it comes to that. Just, you feel like there's not enough time in the day when it comes to daylight savings time.
Another one that I was thinking about that might be a little minor inconvenience, but could ruin. What about if you have, like, your? I personally don't have a lot of batteries in my house because a lot of the stuff is rechargeable.
Okay.
Everything that I have is rechargeable. It's crazy how everything changes. But when my remotes lose batteries, I'm like, oh man, I don't have batteries. This sucks. Like, you're telling me I got to get up and hit my soundbar to turn up the volume or turn my TV off. And then I got to go around and look at my freaking thin TV for a stupid little button. Because they're like, who uses the buttons anymore?
You got to fill up your flat screen TV.
Then I'm filling up the TV and I look like Jim Carrey from Cable Guy going, ooh, there's the spot. You like that? Like,
see, and I was just talking to my dad about that too. He was like, kids these days, they don't know how it feels to fill around the TV to get the power button or the volume button, or even asking, put the rabbit ear so you can fix the TV. A young kid would be like, what the hell are rabbit ears? I'm like, oh my God, you mean I need to kill a bunny on the yard so I can put on the rabbit TV ears. For it to work?
Those poor bunnies.
Those poor bunnies.
And I hope your grandfather was talking about the younger generation, because we grew up with all that stuff.
We grew up.
And I'm telling you this right now. Next time you talk to him, tell him, be like, you guys had it a little bit easier with us with the buttons.
Oh, of course.
At least the buttons were at the front of the TV.
You could see it.
My Samsung TV and then my Sony TVs downstairs, I don't even know where they're at.
Bro,
I'm like, I've got the energy mode on. My TV will turn off.
No. See, for me, I feel like it's the fifth element. You're like, okay, what do I need to do? I got dirt here. I got to pick it up from the floor. I got to blow on it to make air. But, oh, there's my power button. Right. So that's how I feel when I'm filling on a goddamn flat screen TV. I'm like, okay, what element do I got to do to reveal this goddamn button so I could turn it up?
And I know everybody out there that knows me, when I worked at Best Buy, they're going to be like, well, why aren't you all savvy with electronics and have your Echo do it and do this? I worked at Best Buy so long that technology pisses me off.
I feel that.
I am so over looking at technology that everybody's like, did you see the new iPhone? When I got out of that type of job or career, I was like, no more. I still have the iPhone 13. I don't even know what iPhone they're on.
But I could care less. Miss me with that.
TVs, I'm like, I have a 65, a 75. I'm good. It still works. Like, until it goes out, don't talk to me about any of the new technology.
For real.
I'm good.
Okay.
And nice. I have all that stuff to work. I have the Hughes lights and the Echoes and all the automated stuff. I just don't do it.
I feel you. Which brings me to my next one with the technology. Forgetting your headphones when you go to the gym.
Yep, just turn around.
That would piss me off.
Just turn around.
That would piss me off. I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? Like, I have no music. I got to listen to this bullshit that's overhead or silence. No, I'm good.
Experiment. Okay? Somebody needs to go to the gym that's listening without headphones and tell us, are you looked at like a weirdo? Yeah. Just like, look at this weirdo. What is he going to do?
Right.
It's like going to a restaurant by yourself and they're like, it's just you? Do you want like a magazine? Like, what?
He got a gun. I swear he got a gun.
This guy's crazy.
Yeah, let us know how your thoughts are with that one.
That would be huge. Not even the gym, just going for a walk. I have my headphones constantly with
me.
It's so bad. I have my wireless headphones and wired headphones on me, just in case. I'm that type of person. Just because wired, when we do the podcast, wired sounds a lot better than Bluetooth.
Yep.
And sometimes songs or podcasts sound better than wired.
Yep.
Sometimes the wireless ones hurt. Like, might as well keep them on to me. It's not like they're super heavy now. So.
Exactly. Got that bang on me. Okay, so the next one is using a public bathroom and find out there's no toilet paper.
You did not look before you went in there.
That's your own damn problem. That's your fault. But here's my thing. The next one. Using the bathroom and the toilet paper breaks and you get shit on your fingers.
Ugh.
That'd fuck up my day. Ugh. All the way up.
You know what? You know what's an inconvenience that now that we're talking about like the whole bathroom thing is going to a stall when you have to use the stall and the door doesn't like lock or the locks are broke and you're just like, dude, like what is going on? Who's like, next time I come in here, I'm going to bring the screwdriver.
Exactly. Because there's no way I could keep my foot on the door. So when somebody comes and hits and I can't say occupado. Exactly. Occupado. I can't say occupado. And they still try to break in.
Somebody just knocks on the door and they're like, you want to play battleship? What?
You suck my battleship.
You don't know what we're talking about, ask in the comments.
Just ask in the comments. Sunk my battleship. If you've seen the movie, you know. If you haven't seen the movie, ask. Ask a friend. Let's see the next one. Forgetting to plug your phone in at night.
I feel like that is...
That's like first world problems.
I feel like... I've gotten to the point where I don't even plug my phone in. I can just always plug it in. Chargers are everywhere and wireless charging.
Yep.
Phone batteries are so large now. Oh, if you're having a problem with your phone battery, you must have an Android.
It's bro.
Which then at that point, you got a green bubble, and I'm sorry, but I probably don't text you.
Yep, and I can't talk to you.
Just kidding.
I'm not sorry. Bad. Sorry,
first world problems, you got a green bubble, don't talk.
Can't talk to you.
but no, yeah, charging, I could see it if you're like, use your phone for business or you're traveling and stuff like that, but again, if you're traveling or you're in your car, you're gonna have a car charger. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so the next one, when your hands are full and you drop something, then you go to pick it up and something else drops out of your hand.
Bro, worst thing ever. I don't know if that's like completely ruins my day, but it's annoying.
It's annoying as hell.
I just want one of those moments where it drops and I hacky sack kick it and it lands back in the bag, or I catch it with my hand and then I put it in the bag and I do one of those little Spider-Man things and somehow there's a CCTV recording me and then I'm on Twitter or Instagram and people are like, oh, she's got Spider-Man.
It's like, did y'all see Nachi was doing some crazy Spider-Man shit with his groceries at King Supers?
Just one time in life.
Just one time.
I just want to see if I'm actually Spider-Man.
We all have that dream, being Peter Parker. Let's see. Folding fitted sheets. Does everybody else have that problem with folding fucking fitted sheets? I still don't know how to do it correctly.
So how old are we? 37?
We're 37.
We're 37 years old, and I'm telling you, T, everything in my house is nicely folded because my mom taught me how to fold towels nice. And
okay.
Fitted sheet, it's in a ball, and it's in the bottom of the shelf, out of the way. You can't even see it. People are like, oh, you got extra sheets? I'm like, yeah, here's this sheet, and then here's the fitted sheet.
That's
yeah.
The fitted one.
It's in the ball. Well, you asked.
That's how we do
and then,
it.
And then I see all these like, oh, this is how you do it. I don't got time for this.
I ain't got time for that TikTok for shit to learn how to
show me how to do this. Like, yeah. The other day, I washed all my blankets. I was putting all my blankets back on my bed. And I remember I saw this video of how you could do the regular sheet and like origami fold it. And it looks really clean.
Okay.
I put my hand on there to do the origami fold. And I was like, yeah, never mind. I just tucked it in. I was just like, nah.
This no shit's stupid. Put it in the hallway.
I was like, nobody's going to see this. Nobody's going to see it.
And interior design going to be like, oh, you folded your fitted sheet wrong. Shut up.
Oh, you folded it into a swan. You're very sophisticated.
Shut up.
Pinkies up.
For real. No. No, let's see.
That is definitely not an inconvenience, just a who cares.
Fuck it.
Inconvenience is more putting the fitted sheet on a king or queen size mattress by yourself.
Yeah, you need
that's
two bodies.
That's more of an inconvenience.
You need two
bodies. I don't know how many times I'll be putting that on there. I don't even have nails, and my nail somehow full bends in, and I'm bleeding, and I'm like, oh, man. Damn. War room.
Who carpentered my shit?
Seriously.
Let's see.
Oh, you lost a nail? Yeah, don't ask.
Yeah, don't ask me. Let's see. The next one, when your pants get stuck on the doorknob when you're trying to go into the bathroom or any room. Have you ever had that where your pockets are like flailed out?
Yeah.
Catch on the doorknob? That shit pisses me off.
I had a pair of really nice cargo shorts and I forgot where I was at and it ripped my pocket and I was so mad. I was just like, oh, dude, I love these shorts.
So annoying. So yeah. Annoying. What about this one? Stepping on something with wet socks. Or stepping on something where your socks
then
are
you get
dry
wet.
And then they get wet.
Yes. Horrible.
That's annoying.
It's annoying. How about, I mean, not so much now, but when you're a kid stepping on like a Lego.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you me. Have kids.
I just did that the other day and it cut my foot.
Oh, hell no.
I was mad. What about this one when you have to go to work?
Just when you have to go to work. I was waiting for the NT. That's, yep. Every single day. Just, yep. The next one is going to be like when you have to wake up. Jesus.
Every time when my alarm goes off, I'm like, I got to go to work. God, this is a stupid day. I hate today. I hate it. I hate it.
Is it the weekend?
It's, right.
You just got out of the weekend.
Yeah. Was it Friday? Wasn't it Friday?
No, definitely. Yeah, especially if you don't like your job. If you don't like your job, find one that's you live at your job more than you live at home.
Exactly.
If you think about it,
it's your second home.
It's your second home. Be happy where you work.
Yeah, exactly. Love what you do and do what you love.
Yep.
So the last one, when you have your favorite cereal, but come to find out someone drink all the milk.
There ain't no milk. You don't have to eat that dry.
You ain't got no milk.
Why every time I'm in the kitchen, you in the kitchen eating goddamn cereal. All the pig's feet.
All the collard greens.
All the collard greens. We ain't got no milk. Add water.
Put water. For those of you that know to put water in your goddamn cereal, you didn't grow up like us. You did not grow up like us.
It is an inconvenience, but at the same time, I'll be eating that shit dry. I eat cereal
straight
like
up.
It's a snack. I don't eat much sweets. But I'll eat cereal like it's a snack. In the middle of the night, I'm just like, shredded mini wheats? Why not? That sounds good.
For some reason,
my dog likes them too. And I'm like,
all right, we
both can enjoy it.
I'm the same way. Just give me a Ziploc bag. I'll throw some Frosted Flakes in there. I'll just crunch on.
I don't need milk.
Yeah, don't need no milk. We good. We still going to get fiber.
And if you don't have milk, just go milk an almond, because apparently it works.
It's true. That's the damn truth. All right, so the next one is top five. Top five, if you guys know the game that we play here, top five, we give you the top five answers, the top five answers. So whatever the topic is, listeners get ready, Notch get ready, top five quizzy of the week. And the top five quizzy of the week is the top five countries with the most McDonald's restaurants.
Definitely United States and Japan.
Okay.
I know Japan has to be up there.
Okay, you got two. What are your last three?
I think it's Canada, because they've got the weird places with maple syrup. Not Doggy Canada. I would love Doggy Canada.
Okay.
McDonald's, eh? India? I know India has McDonald's.
Okay. Two more.
China?
Okay. One more.
Am I nailing all these?
Are you nailing them?
Yeah.
No, I'm just, they're on the list.
Oh, okay. They're just not in the top five?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Sort of.
Okay.
You got one more.
I know Russia, they pulled out all that stuff when the war started, so I don't think it's Russia. It has to be a European country.
Okay.
I know Australia's and New Zealanders don't have it. Or they might, but... European, I'm going to go with France.
Okay. So Notch said United States, Canada, Japan, China,
No,
France.
No Canada.
No Canada, okay.
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 So India.
That's right. India in place of Canada. Okay. So listeners out there, top five countries that have the most McDonald's restaurants, we're going to start at number 10. Number 10 is the Philippines with 705 restaurants.
That's 705. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Number 9 is Australia with 1,028 restaurants.
Yeah, I didn't think they had much. I follow an Australian and New Zealand family where they try different restaurants, and
okay,
they said that they rarely see American-made brands.
Okay. Number 8 is Brazil with 1,084 McDonald's restaurants.
Right next to Christ the Redeemer.
Yep. Exactly. Number 7 is the United Kingdom with 1,397 McDonald's restaurants.
Okay.
Number 6 is Germany with 1,425 McDonald's restaurants. Okay. Now we're going to get into the top 5. Now, Notch, you said this one wasn't in there.
Is it Canada?
Canada at number 5 with 1,462 McDonald's restaurants.
What is a Hortons? Don't they have Hortons?
Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons is like a donut shop.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah. I see you watching Hot
Donuts. Exactly.
Don't you guys got your own stuff?
Yeah, you got your own stuff. Number 4 is France with 1,536 restaurants.
France. Mm-hmm. And French fries.
Okay. Freedom fries. Papas fritas. Okay, number 3. Notch, you said this one. Japan. Okay. With 2,968 restaurants. Number 2. You also said this one. China. With 4,978 McDonald's restaurants. And everybody ready for number 1?
That's the United States.
Of course. It's the place we live in, the United States, with 13,436 McDonald's restaurants.
Gosh, the United States is unloving it. Yeah. Land of the free and home of the
French. Home of the obesity. We got a ton.
I could see the top 5, definitely. I didn't see Canada. in Germany being number six, I could almost see them being up there. Just watching YouTube videos and following travelers and stuff.
Yep.
China and Japan are in the future when it comes to food.
Oh,
and
bro.
I've never in my life was like, oh, I want to go to Tokyo. I want to go to Japan.
Oh, dude.
I want to go there just for the culture.
I want to go to Tokyo for the culture, though. That is one thing I want to go to so bad.
In Japan, they have vending machines, and their vending machines look so much. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
This one guy went in there. He spent $8 American, and he was able to get a soda, a hot tea, an entree meal, and this meal looked like legit, and a whole bunch of sides and desserts from a vending machine, and it looked like a restaurant.
It's crazy.
And I was like, this is crazy. It's coming from the vending machine. It's all heated, and they have, like, burger vending machines, and just everything's in vending machines. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's crazy. So you want to know what the countries that don't have McDonald's?
I'm going to go with the Galapagos Islands, or Madagascar.
I don't think you could
build anything on those islands.
Yeah, I don't think you could do that. But the main countries, Russia doesn't have any McDonald's.
I think they got pulled out.
They did because they're a communist country, communist sovereign state.
Well, even before, like, most recent, when was this this poll taken?
This poll was 2021.
21. Okay, so that's weird. Cause
yeah,
when they went to war with what was the country?
Berlin.
No, Russia just went to war with.
Oh, Ukraine.
Ukraine, like all the major companies, like Starbucks and all of them, pulled out.
Yep.
So that's crazy that McDonald's wasn't there.
Yep. Prior to this. And Kakistan is also on that too.
Kakistan.
Kakistan is like desert.
What is that like for? Borat's town?
Yeah, it's something like that.
This
it's
is
like...
my house.
Welcome.
It is very nice.
It's very nice. It's very nice.
Very jealous.
Exactly. That's I think Angola, a lot of African countries don't have a McDonald's either.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would love to go out there, especially like the western side. I know a lot of people love the eastern side of Africa, but I've experienced some of the culture from the western side of Africa, and I love it.
I would love to go out there. I would love to go to the western side of Africa just to see the different culture and just different ways of food there, too. Like, that's another one that's on my bucket list for travel.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot up to Egypt.
And, yeah, I don't know about Egypt, man. Egypt's kind of fucked up. Like, I want to go to Egypt. But there's some sketchy stuff, especially if they see that you are American.
Yeah.
You can they're like that, just like in Argentina.
Oh, it's everywhere though. In Mexico. So I've traveled and I've seen a few of the wonders of the world, and I still need to hit up some of the other ones. At the same time, no matter where you go, even in Mexico, a tourist area in Mexico, when I went from Cozumel to Playa del Carmen, when we were going to go see Chichen Itza, which are those pyramids in Mexico, we were escorted by the police, but these police officers weren't normal, like badge and here's a cool little hat and they have suckers for kids. No, they had masks over their face and they had German Shepherd dogs, and the guns were just like, they looked like they were in the military, and we had to get escorted from the tourist area to the bus. And then they pulled away when they drove away. I was like, wait a minute, now we're just in a bus. Like,
now we're just here.
Mm-hmm. Who's protecting us now?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I feel you.
But that's everywhere, even the United States.
Yeah.
You get bugged here in the United States, too. I've been watching videos, and I'm like, that happened in Chicago? What is going on? Like,
yep, exactly. It happens everywhere. You just got to be on your P's and Q's when it comes to things. It's got to be on your P's and Q's.
Just when you travel, just expect, know what to expect.
Exactly.
Where to go, and if you're going to travel outside where they recommend you travel, understand that you're not at home. So.
Mm-hmm. Do your research when you go fly out of your country, your home country.
Eyes behind your back and stand tall.
Mm-hmm. On your P's and Q's, man. So I know, Notch, you got a. We're in the topics of interest. That's a big, big topic that we were talking about that's been, that hasn't been done in quite a few years, that is actually resurfacing, and it's very, very controversial.
Okay. I was about to say, play some music, because I forgot my little book page. So most recent, TJ and I were both discussing, because it just happened, what, 2 days ago?
Yes.
Execution. There was that guy in Arkansas. I believe it was Arkansas or Alabama.
Pretty sure. I think it was Alabama.
Was it Alabama?
That was Alabama, yeah.
But instead of lethal injection, he was nitrogen gas.
Mm-hmm.
And most recent, I just read this today, that the priest that was there that got to see with his family, he said it was the most horrific thing he's ever seen.
I seen that shit too. He said that was not humane, even though the doctor that was on site said it was humane, but the priest was like it wasn't because of how he projected himself when it came, because he was alert for like 7 minutes.
So this is my, and I get the injection. They put in three different types of poison, and you kind of don't really feel it, but you know, it's like you go to sleep and then you die. Like it's you being euthanized pretty much.
Yeah, right.
And the poisonous
right.
gas, like you're breathing it in and it's going to choke you and you're probably foaming at the mouth and veins pop out and all that stuff. You can probably see it more visually and you know what's going on. I mean, he knew. He could have been, I don't know. We don't know what happened. He could have been acting and just making a big scene or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest thing is, I mean, you did something to get yourself in that chair.
Right.
So, we as a people, an injection, putting them to sleep and then killing them, I get it that they switched it up because they were like, well, that's just falling asleep and euthanizing them. Like, they're not really being punished, even though they're doing this and we want to try this route. But at the same time, look at other countries. Some
right.
I just watched a video where these two kids were robbing somebody. They found him. They literally had him hold their hands together and put a revolver to the hand, shot a hole through their hands and said, don't do it again. That's like, there's justification to some of your actions. Poisoning by gas. Yes. I'm iffy. Like I'm 50-50 on it, but at the same time, like these are rapists, these are murderers and stuff like that. Like if I ever came across a murderer and not really dogging, but dogging at the same time, like the Aurora shooter, instead of offering Taco Bell, I would have just shot him. Like that's me.
It'd have been done.
Just done. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Right.
Bro,
right.
You don't even get to see, like, no. When, why are we so, I get it. You have your, everybody has their time in court if they did the crime. You get
right.
To, you get to do that. At the same time, like, you murder somebody, you rape somebody, like, come on.
And see, I feel like that too. And, but here's the thing that got me is what dude said. He said,
oh yeah, he did say something.
His
yeah.
last words, he goes, tonight, Alabama caused humanity to take a step backward. And it's crazy. Like just like you said, Notch, you touched on base with that. Like it is humane when it comes to stuff like that. But it's like, dude, you committed like a really heinous crime. And to me, it makes me think of that episode of The Twilight Zone where that gentleman, he was going to be executed by the town, and it was like 2 p.m. when the sun should be out, and it looked like it was midnight because there was so much darkness and so much hate that it just overshadowed the city where they were executing that man.
Yeah.
And it's because of it was like it wasn't as humane as it should be. But it's like he took a life and it was an innocent life that had no idea what was going on. How is it justified that he couldn't be taken out of this world, but he took the innocence in the world from a child that didn't even know what was going on in the world? Yeah.
And what his last words, if that's what he said, I thought it was gargling and like, oh, dear God, something like that. If that was his last words. Like, fuck his last words. I don't
right,
give a fuck
right.
what you
right.
say, dude.
I get that.
Like, if somebody else from the outside was like, hey, like, I'm a scientist. Like, this is inhumane. Like, it's even worse than this. Like, I'd be like, all right, listen to the scientist. This guy's saying, oh, you guys are taking a step back. These are going to be my last words. It's going to live in infamy. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Like, right, right. Fuck you, dude. You like, what you, what counsel are you going to say?
Yeah, you're still
going to
die. It is what it is. You deserve it. At the same time, yeah, maybe Alabama took a step back, but it is Alabama. Like,
right.
Is it really a step back? Like, they took...
They're still doing shit.
They didn't go back years. I mean, like, centuries. They went back a few years. So.
Yeah, and they weren't hanging a black guy anyway, too. Yeah. So let's be real on that. They weren't hanging somebody, a person of color.
It's just...
Yeah.
It's a touchy subject, especially just because of, like, history and all that stuff. But at the same time, like, dude, you killed somebody. Like, if I was in charge and I ran the government, I'd be like... Give the family a gun, let them execute him. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
If you could live with yourself and you want to execute him, a life for a life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I can't remember what that episode was called, but damn it. If any of you guys know the episode of the Twilight Zone episode we were referring to, definitely DM us on that episode title, because I've seen it a bunch of times and I can't remember the freaking title of that one. But that is a good one. And to bring into a segue... Speaking of death row executions, the guy that was injected 18 times with a lethal injection and it failed, and then he died of COVID.
Yeah. The dude definitely...
Motherfucker died of COVID.
He said, I'm indestructible, and then stubbed his toe. And then COVID. He was Achilles of the prison world. He's like, you guys can't kill me, and then got... hit in the ankle and just crumbled.
Right. See, here's my thing about that. Like, that's when I knew COVID was real as fuck, because reading about this, like, today, and this happened in 2020 when he died of COVID, I knew COVID was a real-ass fucking virus, because it killed this motherfucker that survived 18 lethal injections. Are you kidding me? You didn't find a vein. You didn't bring a doctor. You didn't bring a nurse.
Isn't that specializes what happened? Yeah, they couldn't find the vein, right?
They couldn't find a vein.
They were just poking randomly and stuff.
Like, they couldn't find a vein. Like, that's crazy. And he dies of COVID?
But why
did
they?
What the fuck?
I don't understand, and it's weird. Like, me, it's not my venture. I know law is different and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, if you can't find a vein, what made you stop and say, all right, never mind. Go back
yeah,
to
we're
your
done.
Cell. Like, no.
Yeah, you're good.
If this guy set to be this, figure out how to drink Cusco's poison for Cusco. I don't care. This is happening tonight.
Right.
Like, if
right.
you did it and you're set, there's no mess. So you get an extra life.
You get a one up. You get to try again.
Scott Pilgrim. Life.
Exactly. I was like, what? This is crazy. Dude, get 18 freaking lethal injections and you didn't find a vein? And he dies from COVID like 30 years later?
So when they don't, like, okay, so my dog, and I know this is weird, but, like, they missed my dog's vein. They put it in the back of the neck one time. My dog had to have surgery. And it created this ball of where the fluid was, and you had to, like, massage it. And then it distributed throughout the body. Why didn't they just do that? Why didn't they just stick it in his arm and then rub his arm? Like,
I don't know.
Does it not work? Like, your muscles just get bigger? It's like...
I have no idea.
It's kind of like how if you... I know this is weird, but, like, they say that if you've tried cocaine, it could actually grow a little ball of, like, gunk in your spine. And sometimes people that have done cocaine in the past, when they're, like, cracking their back... Yeah, they'll crack their back, and all of a sudden they get this crazy high in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Like, what? I haven't done that in forever since the 60s.
Yep. They get abscesses.
This dude's just in jail. I mean, he didn't die of COVID. What happened? He was in jail. He was rubbing his damn arm, and the shit went through his body. They were just like,
it was.
We're blaming on COVID.
It was 18 injections that was just chilling in his body, and he rubbed it, gave him aneurysm. He was done.
What he was doing, he was gloating. He's like, they got me right here. And then he just fell over and everything.
He was done. Rule it is COVID.
The what's his name from Green Mile is like, boss.
Oh shit!
He just fell over.
Oh fuck, Green Mile! Oh, man, that is such a sad story too.
It is
God,
a sad
Green
story.
Mile, such a sad story. So, the last one Now, I know we've talked about this a couple times. We are not a conspiracy podcast, but we want to know answers. Nacho and I, we are very intrigued with different unsolved mysteries and cases and things that happen, you know, around history, because we love history and we just want to understand answers. This case that happened in 2013, I want to say 10 years ago, a British MI6 agent was found dead in a bag, a travel bag.
Oh, man.
See. With a padlock on it. What are your thoughts on that one? I know you and I talked about it earlier in the day. Like, what do you think on this?
After, when you originally told me the story, you said an MI6 agent was found dead in his bathroom, and it was ruled an accident. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, maybe he slipped and fell. He was old, something like that. Then you said he was found in a suitcase with a padlock.
Mm-hmm.
And it was ruled an accident because he was a freak.
Right.
He was a freak.
He was a freak.
So two things. Calling bullshit wasn't an accident. That's just fact.
I agree.
Somebody stuffed him in there and said, and then they printed out a whole bunch of pictures of people on suitcases and said he was a freak. Two, who the hell has a fetish of being locked in a suitcase with a padlock?
Right.
He told me the story, I was like, is there really a fetish of that? And I like Googled it and I was like, I'm not going to go too deep into this because I don't want to see some weird shit. But like, I didn't find anything. Like, I get BDSM and all those like locks, mm-hmm, and handcuffs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you being stuffed in a suitcase and then locked yourself in it and that turns you on, you got problems. Especially, and then you got to think, he's an MI6 agent. They, mm-hmm, go through psychiatric, like, they go through all that stuff.
Right.
To make sure that you're stable.
Right. Just like the Marines.
Yeah. They're, I'm calling them.
I, you know what, I'm with you there.
Like, no, not an accident.
It is. See, yeah. See, and I read more about it too, and he was actually a part of the Five Eyes, which is like Australia, Britain, and they were actually trying to find different sectors in foreign governments. So like if Iraq, ISIS, and all kinds of people were infiltrating in different cities, they were kind of part of the NSA. So they were doing a lot of cybersecurity. They were doing a lot of information that shouldn't have been out, and espionage. And also, he was a spy from there, and he was actually labeled as like an Australian spy or something crazy. He was labeled as something crazy that made him be a target. And then everything that he did, they actually found in his apartment was like ladies' clothes, so he was like a secret like cross dresser. And they also found there was separate DNA within his apartment that was a third party that did not live there, but the evidence was smudged and the evidence was actually messed up because the police and someone else that was involved. He only worked for the CIA for about 3 weeks, I want to say. And the head person of MI6 was actually at his funeral. That's kind of sketchy.
Yeah, I don't. That's just too much. That's a story written to be a movie. Like,
yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. At that point, if that's your career job and you've retired and stuff like that, you know you got to go off grid.
Yeah.
And you exactly. have to keep yourself off grid, or you're done for. And mm-hmm. they're going to make it look like an accident, and they're going to make you look ridiculously stupid.
Yep. And see, and that reminds me of the episode on Unsolved Mysteries, the new Unsolved Mysteries that's on Netflix. Called The episode that I watched is called The Washington Incident Murder. And that guy, he was a government official under the Bush administration. He also was working on the NSA within the United States. And apparently he was bipolar, all kinds of other crazy shit. And then he ended up getting found in a landfill in New York.
Yeah.
That's a crazy episode to watch. If you guys want to watch something, this is going to be my recommendation for TV and movie, is to watch the new Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. All of those new episodes, there's 3 seasons. They're crazy as hell. You're intrigued. You're going to want to go to YouTube and find out more information.
Am I losing my mind, or is the new Unsolved Mysteries, is it still hosted by that older, the original guy?
Robert Stack died a long time
ago. That's what
ago.
I thought. What show am I thinking? Oh, no, I'm thinking of America's Most Wanted. They're bringing that show back.
Oh, Mark Walsh.
Yeah, him and his son are hosting it now.
So he has another son, because Walsh started Most Wanted because his son was kidnapped.
Because of Adam, yeah.
Yes, yes. I did hear about that. Mm-hmm. I did hear about that.
I don't know
that,
why so. I thought it was Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, maybe, Unsolved Mysteries.
Maybe I just want him back. I want him back.
Robert Stack was so
sleep
good.
Today. Yeah. Okay, thanks, man.
As soon as that fucking theme song comes on, you know shit's about to go down.
We're going
to
talk about somebody that killed themselves, some kid that's missing, and some aliens.
And you're some aliens.
To, and you're ready to go to sleep? Nope.
I hope you're ready for bed.
And our last story is the toad tickler.
Fuck.
He's been going crawling through people's windows and tickling people's toes while they're asleep.
Sorry, I was ready to go to bed tonight, Notch, and you fucked my whole mind up. Now I'm about to wear leggings, about to wear some long johns, some knee-high socks.
Just watch Hassling and Slasher. You'll be fine.
Hassling and Slasher. Straight up. So my recommendation is to watch the new Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. Notch, do you have a TV or recommendation for our listeners?
Yes, there was that movie that I told you to watch on Hulu, and it was called Self-Reliance.
Yes, Self-Reliance.
Oh my gosh. It has Anna Kendrick in it. It has a whole bunch of people in it. It's pretty crazy. Great freaking movie. I wanted you to watch it because it's weird. Like, I think it's like psychological. It's a comedy.
Okay.
It's psychological. It has, what is this? Is it Jack Johnson from New Girl?
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure that's his name.
Okay.
It has him. He's the main character. It's just a roller coaster. It was a great movie.
Okay.
The whole time I was like, is he in his head? And then at the end, somebody shows up and you're just like, oh my gosh, he was actually telling the truth. Like, this is fucked up. It was really crazy because I don't want to go too much into it, but like celebrities and rich people, they find people that are down in the dumps feeling bad, sorry for themselves, going through shit in their lives. And they pay these people to go through a reality show where they're hunted.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
For 30 days. And you have to be near somebody within arm's reach all times, or these hunters could actually kill you. So you have to be near somebody. So it kind of like goes in like they used an introvert person that just went to work. He exercised in his house. He had just broken up with his fiance of like 7 years. Somebody that was just going through a lot of shit, and they used it as a game.
Hmm.
And it made me really think. I'm like, man, could you, if this is like, people are coming up with this stuff, like how much of that shit is really going on in Hollywood?
Right.
Like these people are probably so bored with their rich life because they're like, I've got these huge mansions, but I hate being at home. Like, what are they really doing with their money?
Mm-hmm.
Because cockfights can only go so far.
Yeah, for real. For
they
real.
Only like donkey shows every so much because you know them celebrities love Tijuana. I'm just saying.
Tijuana, Jeffrey Epstein Island.
I wouldn't be surprised if one of these days one of our listeners go, bro, Wayne Brady knocked on my door and said, hey, I got paid to do this stuff. Like, you want to go on this show?
That's what I mean. Like, there's so much weird shit that's out there. Like, who knows what the rich and wealthy are getting into? Who knows?
It's just weird. Like, I've always thought if I had that much money, does that make – do you have to, like, automatically – they're like, you can't be rich because you're not a weirdo. We know that when you get money, you're going to give it away and you're going to help people and you're going to actually do something good. So you can't get it. You got to be a dick. You got to be
you got to
pretty much sell your soul to the devil.
Yeah, you got to be weird. You got to be in all this lucrative, scary shit, this cynical shit out here. I'm not with that. I'm trying to invest in Nickelodeon and all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm trying to bring some shit back. I ain't trying to take people's innocence away.
Right? Who knows? Great show. I believe it's on Hulu. Check it out.
Okay. Self-Reliance, listeners. Self-Reliance.
See, you need to watch it as well.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm definitely going to have to. Let me see. Definitely Self-Reliance and Unsolved Mysteries. Those are the number two things that I'm like, y'all gotta watch. Chicago. Let me see here. Let's see. I got a couple things I found on the internet.
Yeah, go for it, man.
So this is a tweet and reply from Twitter, and it says, "I like kissing Americans. They kiss like they're hungry." And the reply goes, "Yeah, our food doesn't have nutrients."
Yeah. Yes. Great. Yeah, that's true. And we'll go deeper into one of these days, T, we're going to have to talk about nutrients, minerals, lack of what we're getting, and go into like berries and minerals and all that stuff. So we need to definitely make a show on that, because that's huge in my life. And there's a show that you definitely need to watch. It talks about water. Like, there's an episode just dedicated to water and how much we lose by drinking water.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Like, after they brought it down there, I was like, man, I never really thought about it. H2O is attracted to minerals and nutrients, minerals and all that stuff. And if we purify water so much, it lacks that stuff. So when it goes in our body, it pulls all those minerals out, and then you piss it out.
It's kind of like when you take more melatonin, it just takes away your circadian rhythm.
Yep.
Makes sense.
We definitely need to do an episode on that.
That makes fucking sense.
I'm one of those weird people now that I'm just like, ooh, like every day I take a shot of turmeric, pineapple, ginger, and this certain berry every single day, like in honey.
See, and that makes sense. Okay. So here's another one. A time traveler travels back in time to 2001, and he says, "Is this before or after 9/11? George Bush answers, "It's before." That's some scary shit.
Got him.
That's some scary shit.
It's so bad. Oh, man.
Some scary shit.
Let me look at the history books real quick. So we're set up at 12:30 to do this, and then at 9. Wait, what?
So, President, they're getting ready for the attack. I really hope that ain't true. But like I said, this is not a conspiracy podcast. We just want to know the truth.
Just right before he went into that elementary school to read the book, they're like, "Just remember, 12:15. That's when you got to just look dumbfounded. Just look as stupid as possible. Don't say anything."
Exactly.
And just continue to listen to the book. You don't need to do anything. Yeah.
Just keep listening. Listening to what's going on. Oh, shit. That's so true. Let's see. Let's see what else I got here on the internet. Let's see. So this person goes, "I got stopped by the cops and they gave me a warning, but fined my girlfriend because she was 4'8" and said she needed a booster seat."
Okay, repeat that. So they got stopped by the cops.
So they got stopped by a cop. They were driving, and they gave me a warning, but they fined my girlfriend who was in the passenger seat because she was 4'8" and said she needs to be in a booster seat.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
That's definitely, hopefully, fake. But at the same time, the airbags don't work if you're under.
Oh, of course. Of course. So, Notch, did you hear about the Colorado pastor that pocketed $1.3 million for crypto?
Didn't he? He was in Colorado? Don't say he was in
Colorado. He was here in Colorado. He said, "The Lord told us to do it."
He said God was his, he said something stupid, like he was his co-signer or something.
Yeah. God
co-signed it.
God co-signed and he told us to do it. I was like, "You asshole. I don't know. I don't know if he was, but I know it was here in Colorado. But dude said, "The Lord told us to do it." I was like, "You're tripping. You are tripping."
Colorado has a problem with the churches, dude. I could seriously see that coming from New Life up in Colorado Springs, the one that got in trouble for pocketing money. And,
Again,
very religious, but follow the church is...
Where
does that money actually go?
Exactly. And it's for me, I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in people. I believe in humanity. I believe that people have the ability to do good and bad.
Yeah.
And I just, I do believe there is a higher power. And I just hope that my faith and that my just thought and faith in people can do great among us instead of just relying on religion.
Yeah.
I just want people to do great beyond people, just to see when a person's falling, see when a person's in need, see when a person needs something so we can uplift them instead of bringing them down.
Yeah. I read most recent, I don't want to quote it, but I read, and I might be off, please, I'll look into it, but if you know, just tell us if I was right or wrong.
Okay.
But I read that non-religious people, not even atheists, but a person that just doesn't even claim anything has become one of the largest groups in Europe.
Oh yeah, it's called the nuns. The N-O-N-E-S. I just read the article the other day. Yep, it's the nuns. Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's like 68%. It's crazy. It's a high number.
Craziness.
Well, shit, Notch, you got anything else to add for the show or for our listeners?
Well, I definitely do, because we didn't hit this.
Okay.
So, all the listeners out there, if you don't know that I'm a freaking nerd, geek, whatever you want to call when it comes to certain animes and games and stuff like that. But, 3 days ago, Netflix's Avatar, the live action,
yes,
dropped. And dear Lord, February 22nd could have come soon enough.
Notch couldn't wait to talk about this when he texted me. He's like, T, did you see the trailer? I was like, bro, not yet.
So if you know me, which a lot of my color, especially when COVID happened, I watched that show and read the books like religiously. I could run a freaking college course on Avatar and the whole lore and backstory and everything like that. Netflix killed it.
Netflix did.
Just amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Netflix did their thing. And I'm excited to see how it's going to trend. So is it a series or is it a movie?
It is a series.
In M. Night Shyamalan's defense, he did a movie to compact all the books into one instead of doing a series. Doing a series does that show more justice, kind of how they did One Piece. Because if you don't do it in an anthology and in separate episodes, you're just putting so much information and it's going to lose the audience and it's going to be trash. Like, you need to make the story develop and you need to make the characters develop. And that's where I feel like a lot of people give M. Night Shyamalan hate because he did a movie instead of a series.
And for all us arrowheads out there, all those followers, I don't know what TJ's talking about, some movie. There's no such thing as a damn movie.
It don't exist. I don't know, like, what he's talking about.
We are going from the animated series to the Netflix series. There's nothing in between. I don't want to piss off anybody. TJ's smoking something. Just because I know how you guys all act. I'm in the same forums and all the same rooms and Reddits and all that stuff and follow the same things. Anybody that brings it up, we bring them down. There's no war in Boston.
Shit. That's like when those fucking people that work for the military, like, I seen aliens. Hey, he don't work for us. We don't know who the hell he is. I don't know who he is. What division? I never heard of it.
But
don't even know Bob Lazar. Right? Don't even know Bob.
If there was a quote-unquote movie and M. Night Shyamalan decided to make this movie, he screwed up with a lot of stuff because I know M. Night Shyamalan would have made the main characters like Caucasian instead of just knowing M. Night Shyamalan's movies and changing people's names from like Aang to Ong because he's weird like that. Netflix has done its justice and his name is Aang, and every single actor and actress in the show
is either of Asian, Polynesian, or Inuit descent, and I absolutely am for this 100%.
Check out the trailer.
It is amazing. Tell us how you feel if you grew up with that stuff, because I'm excited. I'm definitely excited. Like, this is huge.
Yeah, it looks dope as hell. I cannot wait to watch it. Like, it's definitely going to be a topic on the show, so you guys be prepared. We may even just talk about each episode that transpires and just kind of give, like, our opinion on how it was brought to us.
Not so gonna lie, look
out for that.
I'm gonna talk TJ into making a second podcast that's just gonna be focused around movies and TV shows
related to
that, so we can focus on that. So hopefully
we
get something going up like that, because that show is so huge. And TJ and I, we are a huge movie and TV show on YouTube.
Yes.
Like, we could go on and on, and every single little quick thing, the little stuff that we talk about is usually referred to some movie or some music or TV show, and we want to get you guys involved with it as well. So definitely excited. And if you're huge on One Piece and Stranger Things from Netflix, you're going to love this show, because they put so much more money and time into the show compared to One Piece and Stranger Things. So they know
that's crazy.
They don't want to screw up like the quote unquote movie. So.
Well, and to add to that, Stranger Things is on their last season, so there's no reason to invest in Stranger Things when you got to pass the torch to something else that's going to make the streaming service more enticing for viewers to come and watch.
Definitely. I think we get the end of Stranger Things in 2025, correct?
I think so. I don't know.
24, we get House of Dragons, which I'm excited for.
Yep, season 2.
There was a few other shows that I was excited to come out this year. But 2024 is going to be fun. Definitely for the entertainment industry. So.
Be on the lookout for series.
Oh, T.
And definitely documentaries.
And albums. Little Dicky dropped his album, Peanut, for Dave, the soundtrack. Oh, my gosh. The music videos go so hard.
You sent me the music video. I haven't watched that one yet, but I definitely will watch that one. Little Dicky, he's dope. But like I told you, he turned me off with the episode when he was in prison and the one with Benny Blanco. He turned me off. I haven't went back to Dave since then.
Oh my gosh.
Haven't went back. So I apologize, Little Dicky. You kind of turned me off. It was very, very homo charged, pause, no disrespect, but you kind of turned me off. But I know you can rap.
Dave, I'm hoping it's not a biography and it's just it's a fake show, but Dave, I'm going on the side of it's fake. So Dave, he's a goofy dude in that show with Benny Blanco, who's somehow dating Selena Gomez, which is absolutely mind-blowing to me. But
that's another day. That's for another day.
Super, super funny. But Dave is a great lyricist. I put him up in really, really high if you listen to his lyrics, which is pretty a goofy dude.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, that's all I've got right now. Just check out what we've talked about. Like, subscribe. Watch, listen, feedback. Please give us feedback so we can figure out some of the questions. We want you to answer all those questions for us. We'll have some stuff up pretty soon.
Yep, just like Not Shed, just be on the lookout on Instagram page. Be on the lookout for the podcast on Apple, Anchor, Spotify, everything. Leave us reviews. DM us on questions, dilemmas that you guys have, what you want to hear on the next episode. And just follow your boys. Random Cool Show, Jam and Nacho.
It's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure, Notch. And listeners, it's always a pleasure. Keep listening. Keep being cool.
We wouldn't be here without viewers like
you. Exactly. Exactly.
It was PBS.
The more you know. It was PBS. For viewers like you.
For viewers like you. I looked it up. It was PBS.
Until next time, y'all. Peace.
Later.